Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, February 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 11 cents at 644 and three quarters, March wheat down 16 and three quarter cents at 782 and a half, and March beans down 18 and a half cents at 1551 and a half. We did have a sale this morning, 101,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico. That's about half old crop, half new crop. We do expect a large NOPA number this afternoon or this morning. I don't know if it'll be a record, but it should be pretty large. Why are the grain prices down so much overnight? It looks like Russia has pulled back 10,000 troops from the border. That still leaves 120,000 troops at the border. But now the talk is Putin's looking for a way out of this mess. He believes perhaps that the Russian economy can't handle a full-scale invasion. So maybe he's backing off. But before he backs off, he'd like to get some concessions out of the West. So negotiations still continue. But, you know, when we went home yesterday with the rally and the beans, the corn and the wheat off the lows and the rally and the crude oil, it certainly looked like we were at a war footing. Now today you come in and everything is basically at or near the lows we put in yesterday before the rally. Crude oil took out yesterday's lows. We're right at it right now, down $3.46 a barrel. The dollar's down 31. Silver is down 65 cents. Gold's down 15 bucks. So we're giving a lot of that back from yesterday. If Putin does pull back, I would expect these grain prices to move lower. But, you know, who knows what this guy's going to do. If he doesn't get what he wants, you know, maybe he puts a toe in there, jacks the wheat prices up, and sells some more up here. Who knows? I wouldn't put it past this guy to just be manipulating chess pieces around the table to get what he wants. And bottom line, it's money and power. And I think that's what we've seen out here. But again, you know, he could go in at any minute. The rumor is he goes in tomorrow. So we'll have to see if that holds true or not. But that's certainly been the driving force behind the markets the last 2 days. Yesterday he's going in, today he's pulling back. So I can't say it's totally unexpected out here. The weather remains dry in South America, particularly Argentina and southern Brazil. So we still have the shortages to deal with despite whatever Putin's going to do or not going to do out here. People want to say that, you know, the shortages are for real, which they are. But it's interesting that July-November bean spread has lost about 37 cents, 35 to 37 cents off the highs the other day. That's indicative of a market that isn't demand driven in the front months. So, you know, to me, that's telling us something. We've got support in that spread down around a buck, another 30 cents lower on the spread. Maybe that's the buying opportunity for a longer term move out here. That's really all I see. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.